What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMo.com, and we are back with the PGA Contenders, our best bets for the best tournament we're going to find. The Masters is this week. Now, we're coming off of a less than stellar, at least I'm coming off of a less than stellar Valero Texas Open. I thought I had a shot with Cameron Tringale, looking great through the first 2 days. Did not really work out the way that I wanted it to, but we're on to bigger and better things. But before we get into any of those bigger and better things, you should use the promo code Dustin to sign up for our Awesomeo Plus Golf package, because you get 2 months for the price of 1 month. Cannot beat that. That's projections, ownership, top golfers tool, lineup builder, etc. It's a ton of stuff, and all you have to do is use the promo code Dustin to get that. It's 2 months for the price of one, $29.95, and you're getting a ton of coverage. Now let's get into this one. Ben, how are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm excited. The first Contenders video we ever did was for the Masters, and that was only 5 months ago, but this is the real Masters. I'm going to talk a lot about that all week. November and April are quite different at Augusta, and I'm excited to get to the real Masters here.
It really is a very different tournament. It's weird to think, it didn't even cross my mind that this was the one we kicked it off with in November, but that's exciting. Thinking back, how did we do? Because I don't remember it.
I don't remember either. I can tell you for near certain that I didn't pick what was going to be a 40% owned tournament favorite, Dustin Johnson, in an outright. So that probably didn't go well, but you know what? We've got a lot of options here. The great thing about majors, you're going to get world-class players for prices that you basically never get all year, and that's always a fun aspect of this.
We'll have to go back and check the tape, see if we put anyone of these in the W column the first run. I think we probably did. We usually do. That's how good this video is, everybody. Hit the like button. That'll help us out a ton. Want me to lead this one off?
Yes. It's your dance. I'm just here.
Okay. Well, this is normally someone that I would expect you to be recommending, but I'm not surprised that I'm getting here, because as of right now, I think that he's playing like the best golfer in the world. And that is not Jordan Spieth, all you crazy people to think those words are going to be coming out of my mouth. Absolutely not. I'm going to Jon Rahm, outright market, plus 1250 is the best number that I was able to find. Tied for seventh here back in November. Tied for ninth in 2019, so obviously doesn't have any problem getting into the top 10. And I think he is playing better than anybody else on the planet in golf right now. The idea that Jordan Spieth has better odds to win this tournament than Jon Rahm is ludicrous to me. I don't get it at all. I would happily take Rahm in his top 5 odds, his top 10 odds, and his top 20 odds. I think there is value in the number clear across the board. He is top 10 in 7 of his last 9 events. He hasn't missed a cut since the Charles Schwab in June of 2020. He's gaining significantly off the tee in every single event this season. All he has to do is gain a little bit putting. If he gains a little bit putting, he's going to be in the top 10. He's going to be in contention. And in my opinion, I think he's the most likely person to win this golf tournament. Ben, what say you?
Honestly, I'd honestly agree basically with everything you said, almost down to that he could be considered the tournament favorite. The only knock on Rahm is he doesn't win lately as much as he should for how good he is and how good he's playing. I think wins, though, are very, you know, of course you need to close the door, but they're very high variance. The difference between winning and losing on tour is sometimes just someone outplays you on a given week, and he could have a couple more wins. So I have no problem with it. Looking to the Spieth thing, I think that speaks more to the problems with Spieth's odds, not Rahm's odds. Like, yes. I think Rahm is about where he should be, agreed, and it's a very fair, reasonable price. Spieth is clearly not, but I won't fault anybody for going to Rahm. I'm going, and this truly is not that I don't like him in across the board, but Rory is 19-1 to win the tournament, and one of the many things with golf, and I know he hasn't been playing nearly as good, but if you're going to tell me that I'm going to get that price, I don't really care where they're playing, I don't really care who's in the field, I will take it. Now you can say that Rory has not won, talk about not winning his fair share, he's on a long drought, you know, going back to late 2019, and that's very real and that's very true. But it's still Rory, and I believe that peak Rory is still in there. He's missed a couple cuts recently. He lost 6.5 strokes putting at the Players. He lost 4 strokes putting at Genesis. He missed the cut at both. Okay. He needs the off-the-tee game to be better. There's no doubt about it. but I still firmly believe at Augusta in April, where he's had his chances. He's never really knocked on the door. He had a real good shot against Reed, but he kind of fell back, finished fifth. Everything I want, and the price, unlike Rahm, to me, this is a more appealing price at 19-1.
Now, that is a number that I actually was looking at. It did stand out to me. There's another guy, like, obviously, now with Spieth off the schneid from last week, that was another guy who hadn't picked up a dub in a while, so maybe it's Rory's turn this week. I like the pick. You can't pass up those odds.
No, yeah. Listen, I will back that every time, because in the long run, I believe you're coming out ahead there.
All right, up to number two now. We're not going to the outright market. I'm looking at more of a top 10. And it's a pretty minimal one. We're not getting too crazy here, but I'm going to Xander Schauffele, plus 250 to top 10. He was T17 in November, tied for second here in 2019. He's got five top fives this season. Then he did have a miscut at the Players. That one stung a little bit. He had two awful days with the putter. That's you're not going to get there when you lose multiple strokes putting in a given two-day stretch. So I think Augusta fits Xander's game like a glove. And this is another spot where using Odds Shopper and shopping for lines is massive. I think plus 250 for him to be in the top 10 is incredible value. Some of the other numbers that are available right now, plus 150, two plus 175s. To get it all the way to plus 250, we're not even talking about odds in the same ballpark right now. I think he's live to win the event. I would certainly even drop a little bit more on his T5 at plus 500. I would go either direction. I just expect him to be in contention. I love the number. I love shopping for those numbers. And for Xander in the top 10, to me, not much of a problem at all.
I can't get him. I'm not even going to pretend that I have a feel. I backed him at the Players after not playing him for months. And listen, Xander is a world-class player. The problem with Xander, and this isn't a knock, it's just very difficult because he doesn't have anything that he does immaculate, and he has no weakness. He's just good. He does everything pretty well, and it results in a lot of top-end finishes. We know he hasn't won a major yet. Second at the Masters, second at an Open, third at a U.S. Open, fifth at a U.S. Open, fifth at a U.S. Open again, and sixth at a U.S. Open again. He hasn't been around that long. He's racking up top tens in majors all over the place. There's nothing at Augusta that I think doesn't fit his eye. You're really just weighing the opportunity cost. I prefer him more in a top 10 market than an outright market, but that's more because I think there's more appealing guys in the outright market. It's nothing against Xander not being able to win.
Do you like him this week?
So that's a larger conversation, and certainly you'll get in-depth on the many shows we have.
Yeah.
I don't mind him, but I think when you've got guys like Rory and Cantlay right there, it's tougher for me to get exposure. Do you?
I do now that you tell me that you're not interested in the exposure. Yeah. To me, that feels great. I didn't want you to tell me you liked him. Otherwise, I was going to try to quickly find a different pick to circle in after my last one. So thank you very much for that vote of confidence. That stamp is exactly what I needed to know that Xander Schauffele will be in the top 10 of this event.
Yeah,
on to your second.
He most likely wins. Jason Day is where I'm going. I'm going top five. I'm going to be a little more aggressive. Plus 800. Caught my eye, and listen, it's Jason Day. It's a weird situation with him just in general and with the Masters. Debuts in 2011, almost wins, comes in second. Didn't miss a cut for eight straight appearances, and he missed the cut in April here. But that was at the height of what I think was his problems. We really don't know where he's at. He's had a nice little resurgence here, and he's not the same player. He was world number one at one point, best player in the world, in my opinion. The injuries and whatnot, but this is still a great, great player. 11.2 strokes gained tee to green at the Players. So you think, man, should have contended. He came in 35th. Well, how did that happen? He lost 7.5 strokes putting in 4 days. He is not a bad putter. He may not be the best putter in the world anymore, but he's still better than that.
Yeah.
I think he's suited actually really well for firm and fast, which is what we're going to see here. He likes the course. His game is built for this type of situation, and you're getting odds that aren't reflective of his play. If he would have came in the top 10, the top five at the Players, I think this would be, you know, plus 500, plus 600. So I will take the extra odds, and I'm going to back Day in a spot I think he's very live to contend at.
Well, much like your reverse for Xander, I'll let you know what I have in terms of Jason Day exposure for this weekend, because I assume I'll have a lot. And normally when I do, he's not anywhere near being any good. So I actually have that reverse feel for Jason Day. And now we round it out. We're going to the top 20 market, plus 500 for Lanto Griffin. I certainly have not mentioned Lanto on a video before. We're breaking away from the mold of some of my more recent picks. He's made 7 straight cuts. He did miss the cut here back in November, but I'm treating this like a very different event happening in November in comparison to where we are now. He's been teetering on the edge of top 20s with regularity as of late. Oddly enough, his last missed cut was at the Amex, and he gained 3.75 strokes putting. You don't normally see someone gain so much on the green and then still miss the cut, so that's pretty difficult to pull off. He's actually a really good putter, and he's pretty solid in the approach, two things that I think play pretty well at Augusta. Again, I don't think that he's like live to win this event, but I do think that given his recent run of form, being in and around the top 20 is there. And at plus 500, I don't need it to happen all that frequently.
I mean, Lanto's a quality player. I've been very impressed with him, especially tee to green lately. The putter's gone quieter than most, and you think the form would really drop up. It hasn't. The one thing with Lanto, his weakness is around the green, and I think that that's going to determine a lot of guys' fate, including him this week. Yeah. You will be exposed if you're not razor sharp with your irons, and he has the double chance. He can save pretty mediocre chips by making the putt. Like, scrambling is a double-edged sword. You don't have to be a good chipper if you just make the putt. He's going to put a lot of strain on that putter, but it can be done. He has one top 20 in a major at the PGA last year. So again, he's got a little experience in these situations. It's probably a reach, but again, you're not talking about a 50-50 proposition. You're getting some pretty good odds there. I'm going to finish this up with a much more conservative route. I'm going to the top 20 market, but it's just plus 130. It's Paul Casey, though, who is one of the more reliable, stable guys. He's had a top 20 finish in 4 straight events. He's had a top 10 finish in 4 straight events. He's been absolutely scorching hot with the irons, gaining all 4 events there. Everything is all systems go. He easily could have won at the Players. And this guy quietly, I don't think people realize, look at his course history. At the Masters, he's got, you know, dozens of appearances at this point, plenty of top 20s, you know, plenty of top 10s, 3-6th, a 4th, an 11th, a 10th. I mean, he is scattering the leaderboard. He almost won the PGA wrapping around at 2020. I don't really see any weakness. You know, Paul Casey, at times you wonder how and why you rostered this guy, but you kind of have to live with that. You're going to give me plus money on something that I view as better than a coin flip. I will gladly take that. I think he breezes through this cut and has another very successful week for Paul Casey.
I really cannot wait to watch this. This is the
best. It's going to be great.
It is. It's so much fun. Does it get better? I don't think it does.
No. I mean, I love the Open because it's just a different test. Yeah. And the golf comes on at like 2 in the morning, sure. And I like that. But when you're just talking about, I mean, the Masters has it all. And this viewer with Spieth, even though that's a whole different pod, the storylines, you couldn't script a better everything. It's just a shame Tiger's not here. But other than that, we've got everything working.
It was on the tip of my tongue. I was just going to say the only thing we're missing today, at least for Thursday, is going to be Tiger. Unfortunately, certainly not going to be there this year. And I don't know, maybe ever again. Unless he's just hitting out ceremonial first balls or something like that, but
we will see. But yeah, I mean,
best of luck, Tiger.
He'll be back. He's always back. It's just going to be fantastic. I think the betting markets are primed. If you are looking to make bets, go to Odd Shopper. Make sure you're shopping those lines. These are going to move, but there's a lot of value on the board. Not just the bets that we made. I think there's a ton. So if you have questions, sign up for that promo. Get inside Slack. We're going to be all there, hanging out, sweating this. Probably hitting some golfers live when the shots are flying. So it's going to be a great week overall.
There it is, everybody. Another PGA Contenders in the books. Ben and I will be back again next week for an undetermined event that I do not know off the top of my head. So we are at the point of the video where I look down and say, Ben, do you know where we're at next week?
I don't. It used to be maybe an RBC, but I don't think it's that. So who knows? We'll be celebrating our Masters wins and come stop by and see what we got on tap.
I'm going 3 for 3 this week, putting on the crown as the best Masters bettor in the world. You will see it happen. Let's go, Jon Rahm. Good luck to everybody. Keep your eyes peeled for more golf and betting content from everybody at awesomeo.com, and hit the like button on your way out the door. Good luck, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.